Chapter 4. It might be that very night, for anything I knew, all the dead people came out of the ground and sat at the heads of their own graves till morning. This made me think how many people I had known were buried between the church door and the churchyard gate, and what a dreadful thing it would be to have to pass among them and know them again, so earthy and unlike themselves. I had known all the niches and arches in the church from a child. Still, I couldn't persuade myself that those were their natural shadows which I saw on the pavement, but felt sure there were some ugly figures hiding among them and peeping out. Thinking on in this way, I began to think of the old gentleman who was just dead, and I could have sworn, as I looked up the dark chancel, that I saw him in his usual place, wrapping his shroud about him, and shivering as if he felt it cold. All this time I sat listening and listening, and hardly dared to breathe. At length I started up, and took the bell rope in my hands. At that minute there rang not that bell, for I had hardly touched the rope but another. I heard the ringing of another bell, and a deep bell too, plainly. It was only for an instant, and even then the wind carried the sound away, but I heard it. I listened for a long time, but it rang no more. I had heard of corpse candles, and at last I persuaded myself that this must be a corpse bell tolling of itself at midnight for the dead. I told my bell how, or how long, I don't know, and ran home, to bed as fast as I could touch the ground. I was up early next morning after a restless night, and told the story to my neighbors. Some were serious and some made light of it. I don't think anybody believed it real. But, that morning, Mr. Reuben Airedale was found murdered in his bedchamber, and in his hand was a piece of the cord attached to an alarm bell outside the roof, which hung in his room, and had been cut asunder, no doubt by the murderer, when he seized it. That was the bell I heard. A bureau was found opened, and a cash box, which Mr. Airedale had brought down that day, and was supposed to contain a large sum of money, was gone. The steward and gardener were both missing, and both suspected for a long time, but they were never found, though hunted far and wide. And far enough they might have looked for poor Mr. Rudge the steward, whose body scarcely to be recognized by his clothes, and the watch and ring he wore was found, months afterwards, at the bottom of a piece of water in the grounds, with a deep gash in the breast, where he had been stabbed with a knife. He was only partly dressed, and people all agreed that he had been sitting up reading in his own room, where there were many traces of blood, and was suddenly fallen upon and killed before his master. Everybody now knew that the gardener must be the murderer, and though he has never been heard of from that day to this, he will be, mark my words. The crime was committed this day 22 years on the 19th of March, 1753. On the 19th of March in some year, no matter when I know it, I am sure of it, for we have always, in some strange way or other, been brought back to the subject on that day ever, since on the 19th of March in some year, sooner or later, that man will be discovered. Apostrophe. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.